Shania, first, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I got to get to the business in hand. Going back on tour, why did you decide now was the right time to do this?
Well, summer always feels like a good time to get on the road. And after the Vegas period for 2 years, I just got a bit antsy to get out and move around and go to the people and go to their hometowns. It's, you know, the room at Caesar's Palace is gorgeous and beautiful. And, I mean, it's a dream come true, really, for a performer. And I was sad to see that come to an end and thought, okay, well, I'm not quite ready to finish. I still have some momentum. And I'd like to get out on the road with a real rockin' tour with the atmosphere of the, you know, the larger audience.
So what kind of tour is this going to be like? Because are we talking about past hits? Are we even talking about what we've seen during the Vegas show?
It's a completely different show from the You're Still the One in Vegas. It is, the tour is called Rock This Country. It's going to do exactly that. It's going to be very punchy, high energy. It's an entirely different production from start to finish, and you know, just all the bells and whistles, and it's a party, really. I'm calling it the after party because I want to celebrate, you know, the success of Las Vegas. It was really good to me, and it exceeded my expectations. I'm sort of, you know, relieved that it all worked and that I did it, and now I'm just celebrating and enjoying being on the stage.
The fear is this the last tour? That's what I'm hearing.
It is the last tour. I was thinking of, I initially was going to make the Las Vegas production my last stage show. I wasn't going to announce it officially. It was just going to happen like that. And because I had been thinking about it for a long time. But it was such a great experience, reconnecting with the fans. And the only element that I felt that I would be missing if I ended it that way was the touring aspect of it and the atmosphere of being on the road with a show, a moving show. So I just decided I'd much, you know, prefer ending that aspect of my career on a tour and not in one room. So that was the idea of going on the tour. So I've sort of extended my stage life for a little bit longer just so I can really feel that one more time.
You've toured all over the world, but you've come to Toronto many times. What Toronto memories do you have coming here and performing?
I'm always really welcomed. I really feel the love here, you know. The people are just wonderful. They're really just super enthusiastic, and I feel like home. It's such an obvious, it's hard to explain it really, but there's something very obvious in the atmosphere that I'm home. The people just exude that, and it's hard to put my finger on it, but you know, that's really what hits me every time I come back.
You know, you recently came back last year in the Toronto area, GTA area, actually in Brampton, and you did something that was very, very cool for the kids. Talk a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, I opened up a program at a school in Brampton, primary school. You know, I'm opening up schools quite regularly right now, which is fantastic. We'll have 5 schools by the end of this year in Canada alone. The programs that exist within that I'm opening in existing schools, primary schools, and it's to help kids, underprivileged kids, like I was when I was a kid. So I'm basically, it's a dream come true. I've always wanted to. I always said if I ever make it, I want to come back and help kids like myself. And this means everything from hygiene issues, social issues, problems at home, economical struggle, nutrition problems. So it goes all across the board of every need you can imagine. I experienced most of those at one point or another in my childhood, so I understand it very well. It's a personal experience that that has helped me develop the program. So it's developed and custom made from my experience. And it's helping a lot of kids. You know, we're collecting data, and the progress is incredible. So we're just flying along. And, you know, the ticket sales, that's a really wonderful thing. I've always wanted to do this. With the summer tour, $1 from every ticket sold is going to go to Shania Kids Can. So that's going to add up really fast. I'm so excited. And we'll be able to open up more schools. And also the current programs will be able to have a longer life as well.
One more question. 75 million albums sold worldwide, biggest country artist out there right now. Did you ever think your career would be what it is? And what do you think that staying power is for you to be able to have a career like this?
I could never have expected it, for sure. I was so focused on what I was doing that I wasn't thinking about where it would go. And I think there's something to that. You know, I put my energies into making whatever I did as good as it could be. And just stayed on track, stayed on task, you know, and wasn't living in the future. So I, to be honest, I mean, of course I was hoping that it would be successful, but what did that mean? What does success mean exactly? How do you gauge that? At the time, I was looking at other artists that were selling, for example, you know, 3 million albums. They were, at the time, that was giant. That was like a huge accomplishment. So I thought, wow, if I ever reach that, you know, if I ever sell 3 million albums, I will really consider myself up there with the rest of them. It went so far beyond that that I can't claim that I ever expected that it would. You know what I'm saying? That's just ridiculous.
Well, you've definitely done it. I got to say thank you so much. I waited a lot of years to do this interview, and I finally got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.